It's good to be here today. I'm so thankful to be here today. I'm alive. And, you know, throughout the week we battle with stuff. Anybody battle with stuff throughout the week? Yeah. Sometimes life has a way of just kind of jumping on you. But we're here today, so to God be the glory. Actually, you know what? For 5 seconds, let's just give God some praise. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for giving me life and breath. Lord, I thank you for your strength and for your mercy, for your blessing, Lord, for your guidance. We thank you for your truth and bringing us here today, Lord, and allowing us to be in your presence. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Well, I was praying last night, and I really didn't know what I was gonna teach about till last night. And I wasn't sure. I knew that there was something brewing and stirring in me that I couldn't put my finger on it because, you know, like everything, you kind of, when it comes to God, there's a lot of things that kind of run together as far as, you know, without this, you can't have this. But I was trying to pinpoint what it was that I was feeling. So I want to talk about having reverence for truth. Reverence for truth would be the title. Now, if I don't end up talking completely about that, then just go with it, you know, pretend like, all right. So one of the things that I wanted to bring up today is the fact that we better start believing in the goodness of God's truth before we start believing a lie. Because there is so much that is going on in this day and age, and so much that is being taught and preached and expected of us in this world, that if we don't have an understanding of truth and a reverence for what truth is and for a reverence of God's word, then we're going to miss the mark, and we're going to start believing something that's not true. I've seen it happen. That is a bright light. Anybody see that light? It's bright. All right. Okay. So something that this world has been aiming to do is to diminish this reverence toward God. I don't know if you experience that at work or at school or wherever you go, but there's a diminishing of the power of God or the sanctity of God or the fear of God. It's just kind of, wherever you go, it's kind of becoming less of a thing. To be a real Christian is now, and if you're a real Christian, you're now, it's, you sometimes can be seen as someone who is unlearned, unintelligent in the ways of, you know, science. Now, I mean, not everybody comes across this, but you see it in the science world and in a lot of places in the media. You're not as taking it seriously. You know, you're seen as kind of naive and sheltered, maybe, in the same category as somebody who believes in aliens and Bigfoot and someone who's chasing dreams or who's far out there. And I know that what I'm saying is kind of extreme, but in reality, to the root of what they're saying and what they believe in, it's true. That's kind of how they seem to be looking at us. Now, many who are Christians, will look at people like me and you and say that the way that we behave and the way that we act at church, the way that we live, isn't that a little extreme? You know, sure, I love God, but what you do is kind of excessive. It's kind of like radical. I mean, really, you know, and that there's this mindset now that's being fed. I'm actually going somewhere with this. I'm trying to lay a foundation for the fact that the world is influencing Christianity to a degree and to a lot. In fact, because of who we are, we're being under attack. So many Christians that claim to be Christian will try to put God in this box. This is no new idea. They love the idea of God, but don't want to change any part of their life. There is something, this lack of reverence that's being taught in the world and breathed and influencing in the world. It's kind of taking away this reverence for truth to where it seeps in and this whole idea of trying to merge the culture and church, and you're kind of missing out on truth or missing out on the foundations of what it is to be a Christian. We're trying to live this idea, and we're trying to live that idea, and we're trying to merge it together, and then you see that we'll have these giant mega churches that they believe in the idea of God, and it's such a great thing, and genuinely do, but they won't change any part of their life, and it'll be a thing that a thing that they do on the weekend, or a thing that they have that's their religious belief when they check it off in their little forms that you fill out, and we'll justify everything. So we'll go places and say, "I am." I'm only human. It's just a little gambling, you know. Even Jesus drank wine, you know. Styles have changed, and you know, tight clothing is in, you know, whatever. God wouldn't want me to look like a loser, you know. These are the justification that a lot of people will say. You know, that's how we try to merge, so that we kind of fit in both places. This is what's happening in churches today. This whole idea, this whole emergent church idea. We're trying to be acceptable here and there, and trying to allow some things. It's like, yeah, it's a little bit of truth, and a little bit of not truth. Do you know? I heard someone say, "Do you know what's in rat poisoning? It's a whole lot of good food, and just a little bit of poison, and it kills the rat." So that's something that this truth that we have is not something to be taken lightly of. It is not something that we can just try to play both sides. It's something that is so powerful and so real. And if we don't catch what this truth is, and if we don't catch and realize how big God is and how real and how affecting God's truth is and how important it is to apply his truth to our life, then we are going to be just a little bit of poison at a time, to where the fact that before you know it, you're believing something that's not even biblical, and you're at a point and you're beyond where you want to go. Now, sometimes they'll think that, you know, God is love, he'll forgive me, and it's true, but they'll do this before they go and do what they're planning on doing. And I'm just kind of carrying on where I was at as far as justifying their walk with God, or their living both sides. So there's no reverence or understanding of the position, the power, the will of God. There's this idea of, I'm a Christian. There's this idea of, okay, these are my rules. I'm going to try to live within these rules. It's like the Pharisee who goes out there and fasts in the street corners and, you know, praying out loud and say, "Oh, I'm fasting." It's, you know, it's following the laws, but it's they're missing out on the spirit of the law. They're following the letter of the law, but not the spirit of the law. And that's what you see a lot. And that's, if we're not careful, that's where we'll find ourselves. I don't know if you've ever taken the time to reflect and look at your life. Have you seen, am I just following rules, or do I understand this thing? Do I realize how real this is, that I'm not just believing in a set of rules, but I'm believing in the word of God? And did you know that Jesus said he's the way, the truth, and the life? Did you know that believing in him, he is the truth, he is the life? So when we believe in this word, these laws, if you will, if we believe, we're believing in Jesus. And if we take this seriously, we're taking seriously our relationship with Jesus. And it's not just a thing we do, but it's a life we live. It's words we speak. If he's in us, he'll come out of us. And it becomes a lot more than just a set of standards that we follow. Does that make sense? Many people today are drawn to the idea of a Savior and gaining forgiveness of sins, and are being told to just believe, which is important, because without believing, we won't get anywhere. We're told just to believe. And with that alone, they'll go off. And although that's very important, we are living in a time where even believing alone can be difficult. because of our selfishness, our desensitization with all this stuff that we see in media, with all of the postmodern ideas, just believing alone is even difficult. So we need something more than just believing, right? It's something more than just confessing something. I believe I'm a Christian. We can't just go and expect to live in this world and actually be a successful man or woman of God if we just profess that we're a Christian and don't do anything about it, and if we don't apply this word to our life, if we don't actually understand how big this truth is and how real this truth is and how much more than just a thing it is. So it's powerful when we have understanding of this truth. Now, like I said, it's hard to just believe by all the distractions in this world, but and much less pursue after something like this apostolic message in the name of Jesus, water baptism. And so I'm saying in the churches and in this idea of lightly given spoken truth, watered down truth, it's not going to cut it. Because why would they want something that just says, don't do this? You know, why would this world want to pursue after this truth if this truth looks like just something that says that you can't do these things, and you can't have fun, you can't do what you want? So following the truth of God, following this apostolic message, following the will of God to the fullness of understanding is so beyond just confessing things. It's so beyond just attending church that if we don't live this life and that we don't apply this truth, we will fall short. If we don't understand how big this truth is and fear the consequences. I'm going to stick to these notes. Okay. Truth, like I said, is being watered down. It's not people's fault that when they don't know. So if you look around, and it's easy to point fingers and say this and that in these different churches, the truth is they when they don't know, they don't know. So let me tell you something about postmodernism. The definition is it's a philosophy that says absolute truth does not exist. Postmodernism supports our supporters deny long-held beliefs and convictions and maintain that all viewpoints are equally valid. In today's society, postmodernism has led to relativism, the idea that all truth is relative. That means that what is right for one group is not necessarily right or true for another group. The most obvious example could be sexual morality. Christianity teaches that sex outside of marriage is wrong. Postmodernism would claim that such a viewpoint might pertain to Christians, but not to those who don't follow Jesus Christ. Therefore, sexual morality has become much more permissive in our society in recent decades. Taken into extreme, postmodernism argues that what society says is illegal, such as drug use or stealing, is not necessarily wrong for the individual. How far can we take this? This little bit of poison is being fed to your children at school. I don't know if you know that. It's being fed everywhere you go. How can you not accept that? Oh, that's a hate crime. Oh, you can't absolute. There's no, this understanding of absolute truth is being watered down and pushed away because it is this idea of this one world unity, this love, everybody together, and there's pushing away of absolute truth. You know, without absolute truth, there's really no way of saying what's right and wrong. Why do you think in the world today you have to be kind of afraid to say who you are. You're not allowed to go out and say, oh, I'm a Christian or this and that, because it's all being watered down and blended together. You go to churches and see the same thing. You go to, and I know I keep mentioning that, but it's true. I've been to other churches all over the place, and it's this big idea of don't do much, just come to church and then leave an offering and go and then live your life and then believe what you want. And that is something that is killing us. It is killing you. It is killing me. If I'm not careful, before I know it, all this other stuff that I'm just letting happen in my life, I'm not going to have a grip of what it is I believe. I'm not going to understand this, how real God is. That's why do you think you go around and you see these kids joking around and there's no reverence for the word. There's no reverence for truth because it's this idea is being fed to them. It's being taught to them. It's being preached to them every day. Both children and adults are being treated as if they're stupid, if they don't accept and honor these other beliefs and other religions. You don't accept that? How could you, you're seen as now it's, and I think it's California, they're teaching kids that you can either be gay or straight in elementary school. It's part of the new plan. And so it's being fed to you. Do you believe in truth? Do you believe in this truth? Does anybody believe in a truth that is right no matter what the world says? Does anybody in here believe in a truth that goes beyond just the mass media, that goes beyond a big group of people believing in something else? Do you guys believe that there is a truth that is right no matter who says in this world, no matter what big congregation says? Do you believe in a truth? And if so, what will you do about it? How much do you believe in this? Because I think in my life, and sometimes I have to check myself, if I really believe this, what am I doing about this truth? When I come to church, my expectation for things can change if I actually have an understanding and a reverence and knowing how big God is and how big this word is and how true this lifestyle is. Understanding the power of this truth. Now, seeping into our churches and to different people, and to even apostolic churches, we don't want to step on toes. This idea is kind of sneaking in. We don't really want to step on toes. We don't want to witness because we're afraid to really force our beliefs. And you know, I understand why, because now you're afraid it's going to a hate crime if you say something. You know, you're afraid they'll try to sue you or something like that. And so that'll hold you back. These ideas, postmodernism, stuff like that, can really seep in and scare us away. But not if you believe in the truth. That no matter what, stepping on somebody's toe, you know ultimately, this whole world needs this truth. You know ultimately, God loves that person. We need to be actively aware when witnessing that this gospel is for the whole world. That this will affect this person's life. That God does love this person. That I am not the weirdo here. That this power is real. It's almost like a perspective check. If we have an understanding and knowing how true this is. Now, I'm not talking about having an understanding of this truth. I'm talking about believing this truth. I mean, fearing this truth. I mean, not just going along with the memorizing scriptures. I'm not talking about just going to church. I'm talking about fearing the God of this truth. I'm talking about knowing that this is more than just a list of things that we do. And that will change everything that we believe. If we are going into this world and we have an idea of this truth and we know who the God of this Bible is, then it will completely change the way we approach people. It will completely change the way that we approach our life, because we don't just fear looking like, you know, that the outsider or the one who's not going with the flow. We fear God, because you know what? Guess what? When there's an absolute truth, there's absolute consequences. There's absolute, and I'll talk about that in a second. Okay. Humanism. Here's another idea that's out there. They all flow together. It's believing that everybody's right, everybody do what you want, there's no God, just go out there, and we're absolutely true, let's build a tower that goes up to heaven so that in case there's a flood, you know, the Tower of Babel idea. It's humanism. It believes a naturalistic attitude toward the universe and considers all forms of supernatural as a myth, okay? Humanism believes that humans are an evolutionary product of nature, that the mind is a function of the brain, there's no conscious survival after death, there's no hope, there's no faith. You're just here. You evolved, and you're the greatest because it's just in us. And so, instead of reading all this, I'll just sum it up that a lot of it can be principles that are, you know, good, but at the same time, are taking away the truth of the matter. They're putting you as the human, as the highest source, as the most powerful, and that is the same thing that God hates, and that's why He destroys the world, and that's why He destroyed with a flood. And that idea that you go ahead and turn on the Disney Channel. That's what they're teaching your kids. It's true. And if we actually understood, and I know sometimes I'm like, oh, that's kind of, you know, those conspiracy theories and, you know, that I don't know about that. But you know what? The truth of the matter is it's actually worse than what we can say. It's worse than these little conspiracy theories. If we actually knew that the spirits of the world that are moving on these leaders, if we actually knew what is actually happening, then we would be afraid. And we would realize that this truth is so powerful and so mighty and so wonderful that I would not even struggle. I would not even stumble because I know that I serve a God that is going to bring me through it. I know that, hey, guess what? Although I might be struggling right now, it's going to be okay. I'm going to go in my prayer closet and I'm going to touch the hem of his garment. I'm going to get into his presence and I'm going to know that everything is going to be all right. I know that there's a truth that can heal. There's a power, that there is something more real than what you and I see and get influenced by. Understanding this truth will change everything about this life. There's this coexistent belief, which is very similar to the other ones that I just read. It's a campaign mainly selling t-shirts and bumper stickers promoting the end of discrimination against all religious as well as all discrimination for Jews, Buddhists, Christians, atheists, blacks, whites, homosexuals, everyone to get along and coexist. So, you know, it's just kind of another form of humanism, postmodernism, the same idea. And it's seeping in and hurting. Okay. But we know the truth. And because we do know this truth, we must revere the house of God. We must keep that in understanding. We must revere the presence of God. Psalms 89:7 says, God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. We need to have reverence of the truth of God. That Psalms 119:105 says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We need to realize that his word is what guides us. His word is what directs us. There is such a strong delusion that is being pushed around. This postmodernist idea can sound right. And if you're not really paying attention, you might not even see the fact that it is actually kind of curbing your ideas and your beliefs about some things. You know, if I said the word homosexual, did you know most people in here now is like, whoa, he went there. But 10 years ago, you could say that and everyone's like, yeah, you know, God is good. And you know, but now everyone's like, whoa. Because that idea is pushing on your understanding. It is influencing you. Guys, it is influencing you in every area of your life. It is influencing you on your radio. It is influencing you on the television. It's influencing you on newspaper. Everywhere you go, the spirit of this world is trying to distract you and consume you and destroy you and derail you. This world hates you, although it looks like it loves you. But you are nothing but a number. And they're trying to get you to do what they want. And when I say they, Satan. The people who are controlling, they don't even know that they're being controlled. They're just like, it's a good idea, you know. So we have to be cognizant. Is that a good word? We have to be aware of the influence of this world. I'm saying these postmodernism, and I'm trying to read these definitions so you actually understand and know. I mean, most of you might know, but so you can be aware of it, so you can actively fight against that, so you can, hey, what is it that I really believe? I know that lately I've been like, well, yeah, they're just people, you know. We gotta love them too, you know. It's all right. They're sweet people, and you know, and it's okay if we just let them do what they want. And before you know it, you're like, yeah, what's wrong with homosexuality? There's really. Hey, before you know it, yeah, and I'm not saying anything, sin is sin, but I want you to know this, that the Bible absolutely speaks absolute truth about this absolute situation and his stance on this and what it can do to families and what it can do to relationships and what it can do to this whole world, and we should not be ashamed of this truth. That's why having a reverence for the God of this truth, in this day and age, if we don't have a grip on this truth, we will lose. We will die. we will fail. You will find yourself in a situation that you cannot get out of, and you'll realize that I've been trying to do this on my own, trying to believe what I want to believe and do what I want to do, and now I'm stuck. We cannot do this without God. And if we believe in God, we need to believe in His truth. And we need to apply this truth to our life in every area, in every avenue, in every situation, and not be afraid of what this world is trying to do, of what this world is trying to influence. And basically, Psalms 119, 120 says, "My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments." Have you thought about how big God is lately? You know, that used to be the biggest reason why I'd come to the altar when I was little. I didn't want to die and go to hell. You know, has anybody been really afraid of the godly reverence that, hey, there's a right, there's a wrong. There is a heaven, and that's great, but we're not all going. I mean, when I say we, the whole world. The whole world's not going to be up there. There are some things that we got to do. There's some things that we got to put off. Are you aware of that? Have you thought about it? Well, just be a good person, postmodernism. Just be a good person and believe in your heart. That's humanism. It's just, you know, God loves you. That's true. But that's not all you got to do. What are you doing about it? You know, are you creating your own doctrine by making up some things that I believe? Well, that's good that you believe, but does God believe that? Are you making your own religion? You know, well, I feel like this. Well, listen, I believe that there's an absolute truth, and that if I'm going to base any kind of religious idea, that I have to find that in this word. Everything that we do, if it's not in this word, then we're making it up and we're believing a lie. I'm just saying, like, the foundations. We know the absolute truth leads to absolute boundaries. Did you know that? We have absolute boundaries as a man and woman of God, that there are some places that we shouldn't go. There's some things that we shouldn't do, because guess what? I believe there's an absolute truth, that there is a right way and a wrong way. You know, people want to argue with gray areas. Don't worry about gray areas. Just do what you know is true, and don't do what you know is not true, okay? We know that because it says, thou shalt not. There's absolute boundaries. Absolute consequences. There's absolute consequences for the things that we do. So when I believe in an absolute truth and stay with it and move in that direction, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not is damned. There's absolute consequences for the things that we believe and do. There's an absolute right and wrong. There's an absolute morality, absolute. There's wisdom, there's peace, there's healing, there's truth. There is a way. Don't try to make your own way. We cannot make our own way and try to fit in. I want a little bit of that. Oh, that feels good. I'm going to go do a little bit of that. I believe a little bit of what they're saying because it fits right. I'm going to get the bumper sticker, and I'm going to go ahead and I believe this, and I'm just going to fit in, and I'm going to become all things to all men, right? Well, you can become all things to all men as long as you have this truth, and as long as you are representing the power and the presence and the will of God. You can become these things so that you can show them the word and the truth, but you give up what you believe so that you kind of fit in a little bit? Don't compromise. I have to tell myself that all the time because I have this problem. Sometimes I want to make people feel happy. Sometimes I have this thing where I don't want them to feel bad, and I want them to feel love and care about people. And sometimes I struggle with that because of the fact that I don't want them to feel bad. But I need to realize, and this is something that we all struggle with, that we cannot compromise truth. I have to realize that, and I have to remind myself, okay, there's some boundaries that I cannot cross. You know, I can care about people. I can go out of my way. I can agree with some things. But there's some things that I just cannot do. There's some areas that I just cannot go. I'm not going to go to a bar and witness to somebody. There's some things that I'm not going to do. And knowing truth, that's what keeps us. That's what guides us. That's what directs us. And this time is so important because every angle, every avenue, every TV show, every movie, everything is seeping. And it's the little things. It's the little ideas that even in the movies and stuff, it's believed that it's okay. And it's just a little bit at a time. And just like that rat poisoning, before you know it, you're going to die. You're going to be completely poisoned. You're going to be completely, you're not even going to understand. And I know this because I have friends and I know people and I've seen it and it's happening. Guys, if we don't have absolute truth, if we don't believe and revere this truth, we will lose. We will not make it. It's seeping in. This is do or die. This is it. We're living in it. I can't tell you when God's coming back, but I do know this. The end of your world could be tomorrow. You know what? God might not come back tomorrow, but you might die tomorrow, okay? And in this day and age, there's so much junk coming against you. There's so much blended together that it's hard to recognize it. It's hard to fight it. The product of our relationship with God and our reverence of God can be seen in many ways. The product of our belief in this total truth can be seen by the things that we say, the way we talk to people, the way we talk about God. It's a big indicator. Witnessing will not be as difficult because you know who you are. I know that for myself because if I haven't gone, or if I've gone a while without really studying and meditating and reading the word, I kind of feel a little bit without aim because situations will come up and I'm kind of like, wait, was that bad? Is that right? No, wait, because, you know, it's kind of blended. Like I said, it looks good, and without my spiritual compass, without this truth in me, then I can be a little bit, I could get set off course. And I know that's true because all of us battle with things like that. All of us struggle in that same area. All of us struggle with our humanity, with our flesh. If we could all, let's stand just for a moment. I don't know about you, I and this is what was really burning inside because it is such an attack that it's unseen. It's such a real thing that if we want to have church, if we want to have revival, if we want to make it in this world, even make it in this world, we have to understand that there is a right and there is a wrong. There is a truth. There is an absolute truth. There's not a blended mixture of good ideas that men make up. Because if we do follow that, we will not get anywhere. You will just be chasing your tail in a circle. There is a truth that will set us, make us free. Let's all pray. And think about this. I want you, when we pray, I want you to assess your situation, where you're at with God. I want you to ponder on some things that you've been letting live in your life, that you've been allowing to surface in your life. Let's think about that and talk to God about it. In Jesus' name, Lord God, you know my heart, Lord Jesus. You know every one of our hearts, Lord God. You know what it is that we struggle with. You know those things that we've been allowing in our lives and those things that have been feeding into our decisions and those things that we've been allowing our children to do, Lord. Those things that because of what the media, because of what the world is saying, that we are just allowing because we are justifying it. But everybody's doing it. Lord, you know what it is that I struggle with. You know what it is that I need. I pray that in this moment, God, you would give us the strength, Lord, that you would give us the courage to stand up for this truth, Lord, to know that in you all things are made new, that in you there is a life that's worth living, that in you, God, we have life, that in you there is truth. I pray, Lord, that you would guide us and direct us, that when we leave here today, Lord, there would be a renewing and understanding of the power of this truth, Lord, to know, God, that without you we are nothing and that we will not make it. There is something that we've been exposed to, Lord. There's something that we have seen and we cannot live any other way. We've experienced this truth. We've felt this truth. We've learned this truth, Lord. I pray that you would keep it in us. Lord, help these men and women that when we leave here today, we would have a reverence for your word, that we would not just take it lightly, but realize that we must believe it, Lord, that we must live it, that we must not waver in our beliefs. I thank you for your truth, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. You are dismissed. I'll see you back here in a couple minutes.